how you could pay off your home loan faster at athena.com.au. 101.9. This is
the Fox. Elf from Neighbours. Oh, not Neighbours. Well, that's a massive faux pas. Elf from Home and Away. Ray Maher, of course, he's had one of his secrets spilled, and that's by Luke Jacobs, fellow Home and Away star. In an interview, Luke Jacobs.
How am I going?
That's all right.
In an interview, Luke Jacobs has revealed that Ray Maher, in between breaks on set, so they film for long hours. I know this because I was on Neighbours. Fairview were there too for one scene. You have long breaks.
It took a while for that one
very
scene.
Very brief.
And sometimes you can have 5 or 6 hours between scenes. So a lot of the actors always hang out in the green room. But Luke Jacobs has revealed that Ray Maher goes and sits in his car. Apparently they've got the green room, there's a wardrobe truck, a makeup truck, a dressing room, there's even a catering truck, but Ray prefers the comfort of his car.
New Flamin' Drongo.
And
you're
I love
about
that.
Flamin' Elsa.
Elsa's long gone. But I love that, Feb, because I like Ray Maher and I like that we've got something in common here. I love the comfort of my car. No, yeah, I'm a car sitter. I'm a car sitter from way back. I remember my very first job in radio. I was working at 3GG in Warragul, and I was brand new to the workforce. I was like, 19, 20. It was my first ever job, proper job rather than, retail at Meijer. But I went in, and it got to my lunch break, and I didn't know anyone, and I didn't know anyone at the station. So I just used to go and drive my car to the Woolworths.
Was there any people at the station at 3GG?
Well, there were a few people. There were a lot of cows outside the window.
Skeleton stuff.
But because I had no money and I was on, I think my first job I was on $19,000 for the year, I'd drive to the supermarket, go in and get like a protein bar for lunch, and I just sit in the car. How sad am I? Sit and eat my health bar in the car.
Wow, there would have been no Instagram or anything back then.
No, there was no phone to scroll
snakes.
Through. I just sit there occasionally looking at the clock on the car going, another 15 minutes to go. I'll just keep sitting here.
Oh, wow. That's really flattening
You're
story.
You're a real loser.
How sad is that?
That's sad.
But I've been known to do this too at functions. Before I phantomed, so if I'm not loving a night out, I often, as you boys know, just disappear.
Yeah, the smoke bomb.
Yeah.
I used to, though. If it was an engagement where it was like, it doesn't look good to just disappear, I just go and take some time out in my car. Just go and sit in my car
for
an hour
same thing,
and then come back.
When I got drafted into the AFL at 17.
Yeah.
And I'd drive down to Royal Parade and we'd sit there and we'd train and we used to have really gross stuff in there and I used to just go out in my car and sit there and...
Oh, you're joking because you just had an awesome life and I didn't. You're just rubbing in. But I used to work in a broom closet writing commercial ads for a regional radio station and you were a hero at Carlton. Different upbringings
mate,
and different...
No, mate. That is not how it was, mate. I used to try to get a rub down. I'd lay down on the rub down bench. I'd be on there for 3 minutes. Stephen Silvani would go, hey, mate, how old are you? I'd say 17. He goes, get off. Like that's what used to happen back in the day. It was bad.
Is this linked to cars at all?
Back to cars. Yeah, 13, 10, 60.
I hope not because cars and rub downs do not go together.
13, 10, 60.
Sometimes they do. Depends.
Okay. I'm just saying. Let's keep it back on track.
You did that. When have you sat in your car? Maybe you do it for your job. See, I also know someone that works in sales and he used to leave the office in the morning and just go and sit in his car.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Instead of door knocking for sales.
Actually, I know a guy before he did the radio show where he was, and I'm all for meditation, fantastic, but he would actually meditate in his car before going into the radio station to start his program. So he would just be in the dark.
Just it was go and sit in the car.
4:30 in the morning, just meditating in his car.
13, 10, 60. I've done a fair bit of Germana. I've done that a fair bit.
That's at the drive-through, the drive-in cinema?
Drive-in, yeah. It's
closer to the topic than your last story.
I would love to hear from someone who is right now just sitting in their car. You can't be driving it. We won't accept driving it.
Right.
You have to just be sitting in it.
Well, at the moment, I mean, that would be illegal unless your car, I suppose, was in your driveway and that's still within the quarantine. If your car is just on your property, you could just sit in your car. Maybe
you've just wanted to get out of the house because of the kids.
Right.
I mean, people use their cars as escapism.
Okay.
I love going to the footy, like a local footy, and sitting in the car, just chilling, watching the footy. But when you go to a function, Boxy, and you sit in the car and, like, you get there, like, half an hour early, and the people are like waiting for you, and you're like, oh, I'm on the phone, but you're not really. You're just
sitting there.
You just want to sit there for half an hour before you have to go in.
That's it. That bit was what we were after. That's it.
13, 10, 16.
To the end.
Give us a call. It is the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
And we're talking about Raymar. Alf from Home and Away has revealed that during breaks in filming, he just goes and sits in his car. He'd rather that than, I guess, sitting in the Home and Away dressing room with all the young guys and having to chat to them. I love that honesty, and we wanted to celebrate this. Do you use your car as a retreat, as an escape? When have you sat in your car? Are you sitting in your car now? Emma in Sandringham. Hi, Emma.
Hello.
Emma, are you sitting in your car now?
I'm in my car right now.
Yes.
What are you avoiding, Emma?
I'm not so much avoiding. I just started a new job, so I don't want to be too keen being and like getting there too quickly, but then I don't want to be late, so I get here early and I just wait for the car.
What time are you supposed to start? 8:30?
I start at 8:30, yes.
Right. So you got 15 minutes. Yeah, you don't want to be the keen. Oh, I get that.
Well, so, if I sit here and I listen to Alpha Bust, and then I just wait.
Okay, well, stick around because Kieran, in the next 10 minutes, that'll still get you before the start of work. So say
that. Emma would really love just to talk to us for the next 15 minutes. And then going to work.
Emma, when did you start the new job? How new are you?
So it's week 4.
I get that. That's what I was saying. When you're new, you sort of don't want to it's just that awkward bit getting to know people. Much easier to stay in your car and avoid them.
Okay, thank you, Maren.
We'll do our best for the next. Actually, you've got 13 more minutes, so we'll do our best work for you, Em. Stephanie in Croydon Hills. Hi, Steph.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Steph. Do you love just sitting in your car?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes I'll have like a 5-hour gap between shifts because I do community services, so I do home visits. And I'll just sit in my car instead of going home.
I get it. Steph, is it comfy? Yep. Can you put the seat back and like even just try and have a nap?
Yeah, I just kind of sometimes I'll have a nap if it's been a long day. Yeah. Sometimes I'll just sit in the car doing cross stitch.
Cross stitch in the car. That's something Fev would have done back in the day, I'm sure. Carlton?
I just can't sleep in the car. That gets me.
Oh, I can.
I used to drive from Yarrawonga all the time. Yeah, too big. And I used to pull over sometimes, like at early in the morning on a Sunday when I'd go drive back to Melbourne, not feeling the best. And I thought I'd better pull over and just have a bit of a kip. But I could just never do it. So I just push through, put your head out the window, have a coffee.
It's one good thing about being little. You can just curl up in your chair, go to sleep, have a nap. Now, Jono in Brunswick West. Hi, Jono.
How are you going?
Good, Jono. Are you sitting in your car now?
I certainly am.
Nice. What are you doing? What should you be doing?
I probably should be on my way to my next job, but I've just finished a job at a childcare centre and, life of an electrician.
Sit out front of the childcare centre. I can drive away a little bit, I reckon.
Very good tip. Thank you.
You're listening to highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
When this guy joins us, normally every Tuesday, of course, he drives you home right here on The Fox. But due to this huge show being on tonight, The Masked Singer, Monday night, 7:30, we've shifted Husey Tuesday to...
Husey Tuesday.
Monday. Yeah. Someone said Mondave. What about Mondave?
Hey, no, that's good. I like it.
Very no, good.
Like, yeah, but it is Masked Singer tonight. We are pumped up, super pumped.
Yes, Husey. The guessing games have started. The clues are out. We've already had a bit of a shot at it here in the studio. Fev, are you prepared to let Husey know who we're guessing, some of the characters are?
Yeah, I'm all over it. Anthony Kalea is one, 100%.
Which one? Name names, mate.
I think it's the cactus, maybe. Maybe the wizard. But it's him. Like, it's his voice. I don't care. They don't show in the ads who it is in the costume. So, but I've read the clues, and you think that the echidna might be someone... Is Boxy?
I thought it was Jimmy Giggle, but then we just heard. I thought Jimmy Giggle was getting a look in, but because it was Babies, and I did an album with Jimmy Giggle that doesn't get mentioned enough, so I know he can sing.
Good reason for that.
But how many units did it shift?
Not many. But, Hughie, we just heard the Echidna's Clue, and Leon and now Fev have said to me it's Grant Denyer, and it's got to be Grant Denyer. But I remember we said last year you were fired up about them giving too many clues.
Yeah.
And I think the clue, if that is, can we hear it again?
Yeah,
Byron, do you mind as a plug for the show?
This is in their very own promo. So it's not like we've got this, Hughie, behind your back and it's a stitch up. This is literally the promo. This is the Echidna. Don't you know who
I
am?
I only know one way to go. Pedal to the metal from start to finish.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
he loves his motor car driving.
Yeah, he does. I mean, I can't give anything away. So,
can I ask you this, Hughie?
Yeah.
Are you annoyed by the clues as much as you were last year, or are they more cryptic?
So even if I say whatever I say there is giving something away, I'm going to, you know, they are very cryptic. They are. So, okay.
So it's Jimmy Giggle. Yes.
Well, did that person actually have a show on our network, but it's no longer there? Did he work with your co-host?
I mean, that would give it away, wouldn't it, if I said yes? So I'm trying to work out how long I'm meant to pause here.
Hey, I know the Bush Ranger. I know who that is.
Who?
Who?
Ned Kelly.
Yeah, well, I mean, he died in the he died in the 1800s, Ned. So, and he, yeah, I mean,
can
I don't
say,
know.
Say though, if it is Grant Denyer, Hughie, I will be very disappointed. That clue is way too easy.
Well, have you solved your own riddle there? So I can tell you that tonight a head comes off and we all go, geez. OMG.
Ooh. Oh, Zac Efron. And
Zac Efron's in it, for sure.
It's, look, I'm going to say we start with a massive star. So
who's that chick, Boxy, that the one that Leon said on Twitter?
Kate Miller-Heidke.
Kate Miller-Heidke, yeah.
We think she's the queen.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't make me go, OMG. Like, that's not going to, with all due respect to Kate, and I love Kate.
Okay. Yeah, you need to quickly
This is now awkward.
Recover.
I know, but
with all due respect is a tough one.
You never actually have respect for people that you say that when you preface that line. You never actually have respect for them.
But I do. Last Day on Earth is one of my favourite songs. I love Kate Miller-Heidke. I just feel that what Hughie said, I want to see Olivia Newton-John or Angelina Jolie. Like, that's where I'm talking.
Right.
I just look. We've only filmed a few episodes. We are. It's big. It's big. Right.
Okay,
it's big. It's like COVID never happened, is what I'll say. But it did happen, and we're respectfully social distancing. So let's just keep on filming. Right? So,
is the hammerhead expecting a baby soon?
Look, I don't know. I'm not the hammerhead's. You know
who? Who are you thinking, Fev?
Obstetrician. Who?
He's a Australia's best surfer.
Kelly Slater.
No, well, he's American.
Sorry, what?
Okay. We need you on the guessing panel.
No, Australia's best surfer who smashed the
Mick
shark.
Mick Fanning.
Oh. Yes, your mate.
That's too obvious. If it's Mick Fanning, I give up. That's too much.
He never started a fight, but he always nails
it's
him in
a
the
shark.
Head.
Actually, Fief, with all due respect, would you be disappointed if it was Mick Fanning tonight?
Yes,
with
I
all due
would
respect,
be. Okay. Yes.
Hughie, we found Hughie mentioned this, and I think it's important to uncover these gems. Hughie wondered.
I can't, Fev.
He can't say anything. He just wondered how many units Fifi and Jimmy Giggle's album pushed. I've actually found some audio from the record, Hughie, if you want to have a little listen.
I absolutely do.
Here we go. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
All right, Jimmy.
Dashing through the snow.
Dashing.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Ooh, it's chilly.
Over fields we go.
Here we go.
Laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring.
Ooh.
Making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Woo! I was more commentary.
Was it a Christmas album or was that just a Christmas track?
Yeah, it was a Christmas album.
It was a Christmas album, so.
Yep.
How many units did you sell? We need to know.
The Masked Singer, tonight at 7:30 on 10.
Hang on, that voice is familiar.
It's the Fox.
101.9 The
the Fox.
Well, guys, Hughesy here for a Monday. We should also make the point before he goes that that Dave Hughes was trending on Twitter last night, guys.
Yeah, Hughesy, on our WhatsApp, Dylan Alcott took a screenshot, so then I went to her Twitter. Ooh. Australia, number one trending name last night was Dave Hughes. What happened?
Mate, you know, the last time I trended on Twitter, true story, was when I did a stand-up spot on The Footy Show a number of years ago and it didn't go well. And
we've all been there on The Footy Show, mate.
That's the last time I trended on Twitter. But yesterday it was the umpires over in Perth who had a shocker. So I was just pointing it out, mate. So as you know, Fev, they ruined Carlton yesterday. They stomped on our hopes and our dreams. So yeah. Absolutely.
You were very vocal, weren't you?
I was very vocal. I was actually texting mates who live in Perth and saying, you need to go Liam Neeson on those umpires. You know?
Jeez.
Hughesy was asking for their address.
No, it was obviously a bit of fun and, you know, never... No, that was just a bit of fun.
I regret bringing this topic up.
This was a great stat, Byron and Fee. Yeah. So Carlton had 17 tackles inside 50 for no free kicks. West Coast had 5 with 3 goals and 4 shots at goal from 5
just
tackles.
Unbelievable. It was
That's
just
amazing.
I mean, haven't we suffered enough, you know?
Do you reckon they cheated?
I don't know what happened, man. Do they live in Perth? That's all I want. That's the only reason I want their address is they live over there. So, but I don't want their address. Don't give me their address. I don't want their address.
They live in Perth. All of them.
Really?
Hey, the most startling thing I've taken out of this conversation is I don't know much about your Carlton WhatsApp group with lots of high-profile people, but I don't think anyone should be screenshotting stuff.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Fev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast exclusive to the Fox app.
It's been a cracking season of Bachelor in Paradise. I've loved it. Last night, the commitment ceremonies happened. We all knew where all the dust was settling. But interestingly, Kieran and Kiki opted not to do the rose ceremony.
I literally don't care about anything else, but I am falling in love with you. I know I want to be with you. I don't care about the commitment ceremony. I'll get you my own commitment ring to you. Mm. I just want you.
Okay, done, babe. Let's leave.
They left. Then the graphic came up and said that they are no longer together. Now, we have been wanting to speak to this man since this season started. We were trying to get through his flatmate, Tim, to put him on the phone.
Finally,
the hunt is over. We've got him, Kieran Stott. Welcome to the show, Kieran.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, good. Kieran, we've got you. We wanted you. We were speaking to Tim like a month ago saying, can you just go and knock on his door and put him
Wake
on?
Him up.
So this feels
big
coup.
Yeah, he's telling me about that.
Now, Kieran, this has been I'm going to ask you because you haven't spoken much, but it's seemingly a tough season for you because you came off Angie's series of The Bachelorette and everyone loved you and everyone wanted you to be the next Bachelor. And now, whether it's the editing or whatever, it came off you came off as quite the villain. How do you feel about that? Do you think the editing was fair? Have you been given a hard time?
I'm not going to sit here and just blame the editing completely. Like, you know, other people have done. Am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It just went quiet.
No, we're loving this.
We're listening.
So I'm not going to sit here and take full responsibility of the editing like other people, but for my actions and the behaviour I did, looking back on it, it was a bit difficult to watch all of it because, you know, the actions that I did, like, I have learned from it. And people do need to remember that this show doesn't define like who I am as a person. And yeah, I made mistakes on it, but I'm 26 and I'm still learning and maturing, you know what I mean, to like, become a man.
Mate, don't worry. When I was 26, I was doing worse than you. Don't you worry about that. You're going well.
Yeah.
Now, Kieran, I think you're a funny dude. You're a good dude. Now, the only thing that I didn't like when you were on it was the bro code and your stance on the bro code. Now, I'm going to ask you about the bro code, but the bro code also works for the females as well because you can't go around pashing all the females, but then when that female bees with one guy, you turn on that guy. That's not how bro code works. Is that what you're referring to with your attitude? Yeah.
And with the whole bro code situation, what it didn't show was that one of the Bula banquets, we were in the other.
You love them.
Oh, they were my favourite. Yeah.
He copped it every banquet.
It was pretty madness on them banquets. But on the one where Matt and Renee, they come back from the date, and it was all getting a bit heated, and then Matt was like, "Oh, can we have a chat?" I'm like, "Yeah, not a problem." We went and had a chat, and then he even said, he's like, "Look, we should have had a chat when I first come in." He's like, "I didn't." Went straight at the date. I was like, "Not a problem, bro." We high five, like shook hands, give each other a hug, and then went and sat back down at the table. And then once all the drinks kicked in, that's when the big, like, you know, fight sort of broke out on TV. But we all shook hands the morning after, all apologising, saying, "Look, it got too heated, this and that."
Yeah.
And that was it. So, yeah, my stamp on bro code, it's not like, oh, I'm not a guy who thinks I own women. Like, that's definitely how it come across on TV, but I'm not like that whatsoever. But, with Matt, it was just, me and him were just having a chat, and he's like, "Look, yeah, I should have said to you that I was, you know, chatting to Renee and this and that." I went, "Oh, dude, that's all I wanted to know." I went, "It's sweet." I was like, "I want you to be happy. I want you two to move on. I'm here. I'm trying to move on, really." But, yeah.
The other one, Kieran, was it hard to watch? Because when we watch all the pieces to camera, you were obviously getting along with Jess, having a fun time, but she was really falling for you. Was that hard to watch back? Because that's where it did start to look like, oh, he didn't really care about her the way she cared about him. Did that one hurt a bit watching back?
Yeah, well, I stopped watching it after like episode 2, I think, when it all bloody went nuts at one of them banquets, and I was like, "I'm done with this. I'm not watching anymore." But I've seen like highlights and people commenting, and with Jess, like, we did have like a thing, you know, on Paradise, as you all saw. But I was always open and honest and very transparent with everything. So, and we were like, we both sit there and went, "If someone comes through the door that we both tickles our fancy, we're gonna go for it." Like, we always said that.
Right.
Which,
yeah,
you did.
I did get that.
Hey man, do you reckon you'll ever go to a banquet ever again?
Most definitely not. especially if I go to it and there's a little box there with all questions in it.
What about Kieran now? What's gone on with Kiki? So tell us what happened after you left.
Oh, so we left Paradise together, and then I went down to Sydney. I moved in pretty quick with her. It all went, you know, straight into the deep end, really. And then after New Year's, yeah, it just, I don't know, sort of fizzled out a bit, and then that was it. Like, she didn't do anything wrong, and that, but it just didn't work.
Fizzled.
And then I moved to Melbourne.
Did you have anything to do with her mum after she called you a dog? Did you hang out with her a bit?
Or? Oh, yeah, I did.
That was awful. I felt so sorry for you. Oh, God.
Oh, like, yeah, because obviously everyone knows, obviously I met Kiki the weekend before I went to Paradise. And so I'm, you know, a mum come in and just started calling me a dog and all this stuff, and I was like, right then, that sounds I was just sat there taking the brunt of it, and I was like, bloody hell, I was like, this is a bit much.
The best thing was at the start, you go, "I'm pretty good with mums, I'll sweet talk her." Man, she smacked you down real quick.
Yeah, look, I thought I would be able to put my charm on and sweet talk the mum, but yeah, there was no breaking that ice.
No, the charm, Kieran, not even your charm could have helped there.
Kieran, just flashing back to the one time when you, I thought, came off well and you'd actually been hard done by, was all that ridiculous carry on when Renee came in with this big secret, and we're all on tenterhooks going, "What has Kieran done?
Awful secret."
That was the lamest. You'd done nothing. Like, you rang her from...
You'd think I'd killed a bloody dog or something, wouldn't you?
That was ridiculous. The fact that you had contacted her from the Bachelor Mansion whilst Angie was dating 15 men, you texted one girl. I reckon that's okay.
Well, yeah. My man passed away and I was hurting and, you know, wanting to...
Yeah.
I don't have any family. I've got my daddy's in Perth, but I was going back to Darwin, that's where I lived. And then Renee was... because I was closest to, so I was like, yeah, went to Renee, and then she, you know, she helped me through a very hard time in my life.
Now, yeah, it was fine.
Two questions, mate. Your best mate, Tim, are you really best mates? Because did you kick him out? Has he been kicked out?
We're not living together anymore. I moved down here and we're living together, but like, we lived in a massive house in St Kilda, and it was dead old, and I don't really like old things. I like new things, you know what I mean? I wanted a new apartment, and then Tim was like, well, I'm going to move out. So he's moved out with his girlfriend, and I moved out with the other housemate that we lived in, but we still see each other probably six bloody times a week. He's always coming around, having coffee and eating vanilla slice.
And the second part of the question is, now, he come out and said that Angie slid into his DMs. Has Angie slid into your DMs at all?
Oh, she didn't slide into my DMs, but she just said that she'd heard a lot of stuff happening to do with Bachelor in Paradise and wanted me to clear some things up, and that's all I did.
Ooh. Been talking to Angie.
What did you clear up? Can you tell us?
Yeah, it was just the whole running back to Renee, and I left the show and my nan didn't die, and all. So I was getting people having a go at me saying, oh, I can't believe you made up your nan died to leave the show. I was like,
yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's awful.
I was like, are these people serious? And then I was like, people need to remember it's like, it's a TV show, like, you know? Not,
of course.
Yeah.
And then, Kieran, I guess the final question, you're no longer with Kiki. Are you seeing anyone? I did see some photos of you walking through the park with a mystery brunette.
Oh, yeah, that mystery brunette. Now, she's just my mate. And I've got a load of friends who live near me in Port Melbourne. So we go to the dog park and go to the beach and stuff like that. But I'm single.
Single!
There we go. So you're single.
Ladies!
Head down to the dog park, Port Melbourne, and get it
all! Well, you've got to be within 5 kilometres of that dog park, of course, and it would be for your essential exercise. All right. Well, Kieran, what a good sport, because he had nothing to promote. The show's obviously done, so he was good enough to come on. Just quickly, is there something you do want to push? I mean, you've been good enough to do the interview. Are you doing personal training or something once lockdown finishes? Is there anything you want to let people know about?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing a personal training down at Team Ellis Boxing Gym in Keilor.
Cool.
So if people want to come down there, just message the gym or me and I'll get you a free session.
There we go.
Whoa, good one.
That was good
appreciate his time.
Byron.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good operation down there, the Ellis, the Ellis team. They do a really good job.
There you go.
Hey, one more, Kieran. Do they
you on their books down as well?
Mate, I can't come down, mate. I'll have a heart attack. Hey, did Channel 10 tell you not to talk to anyone because of, obviously, pay? Because you didn't speak to anyone throughout the whole time. Did they put you in lockdown not to speak to anyone or what?
Nah, I just didn't want to look like I was jumping to my defence straight away. I was like, I'm just going to let the show ride out, and then once it's finished, I'll have my say. And I just wanted to see how everyone was taking it. And everyone took it like the show is Bible and gospel. And I was like, man, these people, they need to calm down.
Hey, Kieran, just quickly, how's Jamie's lawsuit going? Or do you think he's backed away from it because he realised he hadn't thought it through?
No, I'm not sure. Like, I know Jamie was definitely struggling with everything. Like, he was getting to him a lot. I was helping him and chatting to him because, like, obviously what people write is it is mean. It's very hurtful. And I've had loads of messages and he's copying it. And I'm just like, and then I've got other people from the show who are upset ringing me. And I'm like, you aren't copying it as bad as me. I should be ringing you.
All right, we've got to let Kieran go because we've gone over time.
Well done, mate.
We appreciate it. Good on you.
All right, cheers, mate. Bye.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, Friday, there was a bit of a fun campaign that started on, I believe, Facebook. The idea was at 7 p.m. on Friday evening to go out on your doorstep and scream like Jimmy Barnes. And it was a way of Melbourne's venting their just that frustration of being stuck in lockdown, a bit of fun, get that sort of energy out if you just feel like screaming because what has happened to our lives. And I saw this, Fev. It's funny. I saw it because the project put it up on their Insta. Oh. And I went, I might do that because I actually thought to myself, I reckon Trix would love that, popping out at the front door and just hearing people screaming around our suburb. But they didn't put what time, and I needed that information. Okay. Obviously, I couldn't just stand on the doorstep all night waiting.
I knew what time it was, Boxy. It was at 7, and I was sitting on the couch, and I had my foot up against the sliding door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what about, as soon as it clicked to 7, I said, everyone's going to be doing this thing with Jimmy Barnes at 7 o'clock. So I've got my big size 13. I slid the door open with my foot. Went like this. Didn't hear any, so I just shut the door again.
Right.
That's how lazy I am.
Didn't even bother going out.
That's how lazy your whole suburb is, Fev.
The funny thing was, I did the clap.
Well, on Facebook, 76,000 Melburnians said they were going to scream from their porches, and it was enough for the wonderful Jimmy Barnes. What a legend. He, in fact, did a little,
demo.
Tutorial, online tutorial of how to scream if you were going to do it. Well done, Jimmy.
So for those of you who really don't know how to scream, I don't know how you don't, but I thought I'd share a couple of my techniques with you, if you want to call them that. I thought the first one I should show you is my warm-up scream. So I do this before shows for about an hour, and I start off a little bit low, then I get higher as I go. So I'm like, hey! Hey!
Wow.
What a man.
Wow.
What a man. Now, we, from our team, various members of our team, our producers, I know Byron went out and recorded what was heard on the doorsteps from different suburbs around Melbourne. Byron, can we hear, do you know what order you're going to play
in? We've got Richmond here, one of our producers based in Richmond. You know, pretty high density, a lot of apartments around. I mean, this seemed to go quite well.
Well done, Richmond.
Okay, that was him there at the end, Mikey, but there you go.
Richmond nailed that, Mike. They well done.
It. Well done, Richmond.
Do you have yours from Greenfields in Paran?
It's not the retirement village. It's just an apartment. But look, I'll admit, for some reason, the suburb of Paran, Fife, just didn't get around it, and I was a bit... I'll be honest.
You're all asleep.
I didn't give it the energy. I didn't give it the same punch as Barnsley. This was on my balcony, guys. Not a great result. That's all I had. No one went with me.
Trying to push on. Good priority. Trying to be professional.
Can I say something?
Sure.
No. But look, Feb has those digs, and I don't necessarily love them. Mm. But on that occasion, you sound very like an old man grunting.
So when Fev's criticism is I sound like an old man, but then I play this audio, you're saying it doesn't necessarily help. All right, no. Here we go. You're probably right.
He's cut out the bit with a, Mr. Cook's gone psycho again, get to Ward 7. Okay. He's outside on his balcony.
See how you could pay off your home loan faster at athena.com.au. 101.9. This is the fire.